Welcome to the Year Late Podcast, episode number 33. Yep, that's it. if it's your first time listening, thank you for downloading the podcast.
Yes.
Please subscribe, like us on Facebook, Twitter, follow us on Twitter.
Tell
subscribe.
Everyone.
Did I say the subscribe part?
Yeah.
Please subscribe. Please subscribe. And rate us. You know, give us all you can. Give us everything you
because
got.
Because all of us
we
love
need your attention.
All of you.
Yeah. If you have any questions, concerns, comments, anything you want us to talk about on the podcast, anything you didn't like that we talked about on the podcast, just email us at yourlatepodcast@gmail.com.
We just want someone to talk to.
Yeah.
And you could also go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/yourlatepodcast and on Twitter at @your_late.
This is the perennial episode. I don't know what that means.
The perennial?
Perineum? Don't say that. You know what perineal means?
No.
I think it's like something with the vagina.
I was going to say penis, but okay.
No, I'm serious. I think it's
I believe you. No, I believe you.
No, let me tell you more about it's like a discharge. No. I'm sorry. Did we lose all the listeners on that? I'm sorry. No, this is a... It's, you know, we get pretty heavy on this episode.
Unsuspectingly.
It's a shorter episode, but we talk about the heavy issues.
our take on politics.
Oh,
no.
God, it should be fun. If you're listening with small children, don't.
This might actually evoke our first email. Well, second email.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully it does.
You guys are fucking idiots. No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, please let us know. We know. We know already, but confirm it for us.
Yeah.
So this is episode 33. We had a good time doing this, and we hope you like the episode.
Do you have any shows coming
do
up?
Do I have any shows? Plug life. I do. I have a show this Friday at the Adrian Theater. It's the playground at the Adrian Theater. It's the first floor opening for House of Solitude, a great sketch duo, Dan Corkery and Caitlin Weigel.
Yeah.
They're really funny people. I'd love to have them. You got to check out their stuff.
Yeah,
I'd love to have them on one time.
Sure.
They're like a couple, and they're like amazing.
Oh.
And they're both so funny. So it'd be cool to talk to them
about that
dynamic.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's this Friday.
All right.
At the playground. I think the show starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Doing new stuff. How about you?
Well, if you guys listened to the last episode, you know that I quit my band, so I have nothing.
But hey, it's happening.
It is.
It's like a transformer being built.
Yeah. You gotta break a few eggs to make a pancake.
Make a shell suit.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, cool. Well, I keep wanting to steal your line here. I hope people like this.
Enjoy.
Laughcast.com presents.
You're going to be going to the Comedy Cellar?
I am.
Why?
Next week. I'm going to visit a friend up in North Jersey. I'm the Kinslows next weekend.
Okay.
And his wife needs to go, is supposed to go visit somebody in the city. So we're going to tag along, and I think we might make a trip to the Comedy Cellar and see who decides to show up.
Because sometimes they have, like, drop-ins. Like,
yeah.
Do you know, like, what show you're going to?
No idea. I guess I could probably look that up, huh? I'm not sure what night we're going either, though.
That's pretty cool, because I've never been to, like, a club outside of this area.
No, yeah, I hear about the Comedy Cellar all the time,
And so many people just, like, live right around there that just decide, oh, I'm going to go do stand-up.
I'm going to do a quick set.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Like, so many times I've heard, like, Chris Rock just dropping in and trying
like
stuff.
Jim Brewer.
Louis. Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I was talking, I think this was on the podcast with Chip.
Yeah.
When we talked to him, and he had mentioned like when Philly was a ghost town, and there was no
comedy clubs.
Just the thing about having that at your like
disposal
every night.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think this year I'm gonna try like my I'm already making a New Year's resolution. I'm gonna really try to get some shows out of state.
That's
I'm
cool,
gonna start
yeah.
to travel because now. like, I'm still going to work on new material around here and be kind of shitty around here. And, cause this is where I got to do it. This is my home base.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, this car, have you heard the car wash joke? And like, I've told you the story.
Yes, you've told me. I never heard the actual joke.
Is like, I started working on it last June.
Yeah.
Like early July when it happened.
Yeah.
And it's just like it started coming together in October.
Yeah.
And now I've been refining it. And up until like 3 weeks ago, it's in like perfect form now. No, it's not perfect, but you know what I mean? It's getting there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so cool. Like, it's so fun to work on stuff like that. Like, once, and I don't mean to put you on the spot with this, when's the last time you wrote a song?
Oh. Probably the last one we wrote.
No, because you were rewriting the one for the wedding.
Yeah, I didn't really, but that was kind of just like
a revamping.
Yeah. It was very like subtle changes. It was changing like.
But that's what joke writing is. That's the same thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's writing, dude. That's
yeah. It was kind of just like changing. It was interchangeable like. What's the word? Articles.
Articles, yeah.
Yeah, which or something like that would change it from being depressing to happy. Like, that's about it. Yeah.
Hey, it's a change.
Yeah. Instead of saying, like, I hate you for leaving me, or to I love you for staying. Like, literally. Like that.
Yeah. Literally, like, 3 weeks ago, all I did was take one sentence and reword it.
Yeah.
And then made all the difference.
I mean, yeah.
So, that's...
The subtle changes, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and with joke telling, it's like the deliver, even just like the way you deliver something can make all the
yeah,
change,
that's true.
In the world too.
Yep. Yeah. That really.
Yeah.
There's one that really depends on the delivery in the joke.
Yeah.
In that joke, how would you feel? How would people feel, the listeners of this podcast, if they're still there? how would they feel? Like, I don't know.
If we wrote a song.
If we wrote a song and we wrote it to London and we slowly get famous.
Yeah.
Podcast music. I don't know. People are probably like, nah.
Every episode we write a new song.
Well, that would be tough.
Yeah, that would be the most aggravating thing to listen to
in the
world.
That would be like, we'd have to start a blog. oh, you mean writing the song? Yeah. I thought you mean come with a finished song.
No. I mean like them listening to this.
Oh, my God. If you've never written a
just
song,
be like a lot of passive aggressive, like,
yeah, maybe that's what songwriting is. Songwriting is like, how do I not hurt my friend's feelings?
That's pretty good, but let's see what happens.
Dude. Oh my God, nail on the head with that one. Because it's like one of those things. Like, you want to work together, you want to make it right, but then sometimes there's an idea that's in front of you, and you're like,
Yeah.
So this is what we're going with.
You get selfish. You're like, no, but my idea is so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's. Could you imagine? I can't imagine doing a podcast where we're just
writing a song. Yeah. It would be a 6-hour episode.
Oh my God.
And there'd be half a song done.
There'd be like one musician who listens to it that really likes it.
Yeah.
Everybody else is like, oh yeah, I heard your podcast. Oh, what you think? Yeah, it was good.
I wanted to blow my brains out.
Yeah, they didn't really listen. They listened for like 5 minutes, and they're like, I can't.
Yeah. So did you guys ever finish that song?
Yeah, we played it at the end of the episode. You didn't stick around?
You dick.
Well, that's cool, though. It's a comedy cellar. Have you been to any other comedy clubs besides like this area?
No,
yourself?
Actually, I haven't.
No?
Yeah, actually, I've never actually gone out in New York City other than like just to go and go out.
Yeah.
Like, I've always gone there for a reason, like a show or.
You should go to UCB, man.
That's a good idea.
They have so many good shows. On Saturday night, they have
think about that.
Ass Cat, which I think is at like 7 o'clock.
I think
New York does Ass Cat, too. I think that's where it originated.
Right.
There's so many shows, and they run up until midnight where the shows start.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So
you can like catch one show there at the Comedy Cellar, take the subway over
to UCB, yeah.
To UCB Chelsea, or you could go to UCB Sunset, but you're gonna get a better show
at Chelsea.
Chelsea's
the one I always hear about.
Yeah, that's the one downtown.
Is that the original?
That's the one by Penn Station, and yeah, I think it's the original.
Yeah. I definitely have to check that out.
Yeah. There's so much awesomeness up there.
Yeah.
I want to go up more. I honestly freak out about subways. Have you ever tried to read a New York subway map?
No. No.
It's the most frightening thing in the world. I mean, so there's somebody listening right now. Like, you're such an idiot. Yeah,
the only time I've ever ridden a subway was I went up there for a Flyers game, and the my dad used to coach with this guy who was, like, the head of security for Macy's.
Really?
So he got us, like, a police escort all around the city.
Yeah.
Like, so they just, like, got us into the subway for free. And then they met us at the stop, and then, like, we went to the Empire State Building, bypassed the entire line.
Nuh-uh.
And just went right to the elevator. And it wasn't my first time there, so I was like, yeah, it's cool. I mean, I've been here already anyway. I was a punk kid. But, yeah, like, we just, like, my buddy were wearing all our Flyers gear. We're like, yeah, fuck you guys. Everyone's booing us and shit.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
awesome.
We went straight to the top. And then, and I think that was the only place we went, actually. But then we went to the game, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, wow, what was it like seeing a game at Madison Square Garden?
It kind of, the seating arrangements were pretty shitty. Like,
were they really?
You couldn't really sit over, like, you remember how the Spectrum used to be where you couldn't see over the person in front of you if they were a little bit taller?
Yeah.
But that's kind of, that's like the lighting was kind of weird, too.
Really?
It was like, the rink was bright, but then all the seats are, like, pitch dark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, that's what it felt like anyway.
It's like a theater.
Yeah. 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 But it was cool.
Have you been to sports games, like, besides Madison Square Garden? What's the furthest you've traveled to see your home team play?
My home team? I think that might be it, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've seen the Flyers play the Devils up in their old arena.
Okay.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I went to Detroit to watch them play the Wings on New Year's Day.
Wait, you went to that?
This was, like, 4 or 5 years ago.
Wait, I thought they played the Detroit here at Citizens Bank.
Oh, no, not at not, it wasn't the Winter Classic.
Oh, okay.
It was just like, I think this was actually before they started doing it.
Really?
Yeah. It was January 2nd, actually. We left on New Year's Day, drove to Detroit, and stayed for the night. They blew them out 4-0. It was awesome. And I almost got into a fight.
Really?
I did.
What happened?
We were being the obnoxious guys. Like, every time there's a power play, we're like, we're going on the Pico power play.
Of
this
course.
Episode brought to you by Pico. and maybe I can get a job for the Flyers.
There you go.
When Lou Nolan dies.
I've been poisoning.
Slowly, but yeah. Quick side.
I'm fine,
I was
guys.
I was at a wedding 2 years ago, and Lou Nolan was there.
What?
Yeah, it was pretty
Did
awesome.
Did he do the announcements?
He announced the
oh,
it was
man.
So cool, and I heard him say, fuck, it was so funny.
Yeah. That's so cool.
He was the coolest guy ever. But, we were being obnoxious, and then all of a sudden, somebody throws, like, an Altoid, the guy sitting next to me from, like, four rows back. And it was, like, the second period. We're already blowing them out. I turn around. I see the guy closing the tin up and putting it back down. And I bit my lip. I was like, you drove 13 hours for this. You drove 13 hours. Don't say anything. You're not getting kicked out of the game. And as soon as the third period buzzer ended, I turned around. I went, you can go fuck yourself.
Did he throw one Altoid at you?
He threw it at the guy sitting next to me, like one of the guys we went with. And like he was pissed too, but he wasn't going to say anything. I was like, I'm in Detroit. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I turned around. I was like, you can go fuck yourself. And then he starts, like, acting like he's going to come at me, and his 80-year-old father's holding him back. I wasn't, like, going to go punch the dude in the face.
So you punched the father.
Yeah. But, yeah, just turned this
you
whole...
You clever
he's, like, doing that, like, hold me back, man. I'm coming. Like,
the dad's
like,
just like...
I feel like such a bro right now. But yeah, it was kind of funny.
You're painting that bro picture.
I know. I am, right?
No, that's... So he threw one Altoid.
Yeah.
Was it like did he like beam it at you guys?
No,
or was it
kind of
like a toss?
You just see it coming out of the corner.
So just
of my
that
eye.
One Altoid.
It set me off. I don't know why. And I don't like the guy he hit. I don't even know the guy very
That's
well.
That's like 3 hours later. I would have forgotten. I was like, what happened? Why? Why?
Well, like, and I don't even know why I let it bother me so much, because like he was a cousin of my friend. Like I've met him maybe like a handful of times, and I was just like, you know what? Fuck this. Like, that's not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome though.
Yeah. And you know what they had? The first thing I've ever seen, first time I ever saw it anyway, was the way they fill the beer is like a special cup, and you throw it on top with the bottom. I bang the table.
You're good.
but you put it, so the bottom goes to, like, it sits in this machine.
Yeah.
And it fills from the bottom.
What?
Yeah. They had them at the...
Is that a real thing?
Yeah. They had them at the Wells Fargo Center for like a year, and I haven't seen them since.
But that, like, sounds just crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Did it taste good?
Yeah, it was like a Bud Light. Yeah, it was okay. Bud Light, yeah.
Well, that's...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
is your only option.
Yeah.
That's probably why they didn't
like
do so
It's like the
well.
NHL sponsor, right?
I don't know, are they?
They were for a while.
I thought Pico sponsored everything in the NHL.
Just this Atlantic Region Power Company. The furthest I think I've ever seen, I don't think I've seen a game outside of this area. I'm so sheltered. I did see a Kings game, though, after Carter was traded.
Oh, wow.
So I got to see Richards and Carter and Gagne play together
on
the Kings.
Team.
The year they won the cup.
Yeah, that's weird.
I can't. Who did they play that day? I think they played Phoenix. I can't remember. But
yeah.
It was a good game, and they won, and Richards got in a fight. And I was like,
I miss you
so much. And now he's doing coke.
I love him. I love
and
him.
And kicked out of the league.
Yeah. Yep.
What happened, man? It makes me sad.
I heard stories about those guys.
Yeah. No,
Yeah,
I heard they were just wild. Wild.
Like, remember when we played Baia?
Yeah.
There was that one girl. She was saying that she used to party with Jeff Carter all the time. And like,
yes.
Like, I'm pretty sure she threw out some drug usage
and
stuff.
Molly.
Not to incriminate them. I mean,
MDMA.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is. I'm just saying.
I think that is
yeah,
Molly, right?
Damn it.
Is that the same thing?
I watched the movie Dope. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
It's available on Redbox right now and on demand. It's a good movie. It's about a kid.
I saw the picture, actually, of you holding
it.
Yeah.
And it's a kid who's trying to go to college, and he grew up in a bad neighborhood, and dope is involved. And
dope,
not,
like dope in the 80s or dope like heroin?
No, neither.
Oh.
MDMA.
Oh, I thought dope was pot.
I don't know.
They just use dope for everything now?
Well, that's it starts off with this the definition.
Yeah.
It says the definition of like what dope is. And then it like gives like the three or four different meanings.
So
and
what
then the movie starts.
Yeah. Like I feel like in the 80s it was weed.
Was it?
Or 70s.
Yeah.
It's like, up with hope, down with dope.
A stupid person. Heroin.
Like
means,
the 90s
it also
heroin.
Means excellent.
Oh,
yo,
yeah,
that's
right.
Dope. And I think
Ebonics.
That's what this was about.
Ebonics, yo.
Yeah, I saw you just give yourself an eye roll. You're like, oh, why did I? Why did I just do that into a microphone?
Forever. That's there forever.
I was, was it 2 weeks ago? Right after I got back from my sister's wedding in Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
We had. I think it was literally the next week. We had my other sister's engagement party.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And I was asked to be a groom's best man.
Oh really?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah,
yeah. For those of you who aren't up to date on my family, my sister's gay, so she's marrying her partner Maureen, who we call Mo, and my sister's getting she is me and my other sister who just got married. So she's the matron of honor and I'm the best man.
That's awesome.
For her.
Right.
So I was like, oh, that's cool. You get two.
Yeah.
I was like,
you get two.
You get two? So I'm pretty jazzed about that. I got so drunk. And that's, I'm worried about myself. I've gotten way too drunk this year.
It's family celebration.
Before this year, it had been like 7-8 years since I really got drunk.
Yeah.
No, that's a lie. Like three. It was like the first month I was in California, I got really drunk. And
that. You told me that story.
Yeah. And the month before that, it was this Blue Sun send off.
Yeah.
And that's when I got like completely hammered. And then I didn't get drunk at all until like June of this year when I went to New York for the Del Close Marathon.
Yeah.
And then. The wedding season and engagement parties. Who gets drunk at an engagement party?
You think
it's a normal thing?
Well, you know, I've never really been to any engagement parties, actually.
Yeah?
Not that I know of. But I probably would get drunk. I mean, if it's for if it's family.
Were you weren't at mine, right?
I was at your rehearsal.
Yeah. You weren't at the engagement. No, because that's where I had the thing to ask you to be a groomsman. And then I was, like, going to ask you.
Yeah.
And I was, like, waiting for a time to ask you.
Yeah.
And then we did.
I think I was, yeah.
Okay.
Where was your engagement party?
It was at Michelle's house.
No, I was there.
Were you? Oh, you left early.
Yes, that's what it was.
You left before I asked anybody, and
yes.
I wasn't even thinking to be like, oh, wait, and go get the thing.
Yeah, that's I was there.
Yeah.
That's right.
It was a fun time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
It was a good time, man. Dude, to be young again. Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to figure things out.
I'll be 28 in 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah. For those who don't know, Bubba's birthday lies the day before Christmas.
Yes.
And talk about being slighted.
And my sister is Christmas.
Your sister's Christmas.
Yeah.
Sister Christmas. Sister Christmas in your time.
Is that a Sister Christian song?
Yeah.
It shows what I know.
But yeah, I mean, that must be crazy. And you described it to me before as your parents had an anniversary.
Yes, their anniversary is in March.
I was like, wait, what? Oh.
Gross.
So.
Yeah. But so, I'm getting creeping closer to 30.
Are you excited to be 28?
No.
No?
I actually keep forgetting how old I am.
Yeah. Dude, I do too. I'm 28.
Yeah.
Not by much.
All right, but what? But 2 weeks till I make it past Janis Joplin and...
I've got a loaded gun under this.
I know, right?
I'm going to make you famous, Bubba.
Dude, honestly, on my 27th birthday, that's the first thing I thought, like, this is the year I do it.
Off yourself or make it?
Yeah, no,
which
off,
one?
Off myself. Yeah.
I have to.
Yeah, this is the year.
I have to.
I'm not going to make it past these guys.
After. Yeah, and then the next, I guess, age for us will be Jesus age.
Yeah.
Where we're like,
it's at 33, right?
He already made it into the textbooks.
I got to do something so bad to get crucified. Yeah.
What do you think about? I hate even bringing this up. What do you think about all the gun violence stuff that's happening right now?
It's a tired subject, isn't it? Yeah, it's so subjective. Like,
yeah.
Like the guys who are so conservative about gun rights are, you're not going to change their mind, and then the same thing the other way. It's
yeah,
like, you can't find a middle ground. When in reality, it is a middle ground that needs to be that needs to be agreed upon.
Well, that's like what do you call it? If you remember, like, this isn't like a problem that just popped up.
Yeah,
like if you remember a couple, like, this was maybe 10, 11 episodes ago. I told you I found that tape of me going around in like eighth grade asking people.
Yeah.
What they thought about gun violence.
Yeah.
When I was in like, it was like 98, 99.
Right.
So clearly it was front page.
Yeah.
Then.
Well, yeah, and it's, I mean, that has to, I mean, I'm not trying to like downplay anything, but depending on, I don't even remember what it might have been back then, but we clearly don't remember it now. But like
maybe
at the time.
Columbine, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's right. No, it's right around that time.
But even then, people still
forget about Columbine now almost. Yeah. Like, because of all the other stuff.
I know, Columbine is, it's sad to say, like, Columbine is, like, trivial now.
It seems like it, yeah. But I think it's just, also, since it was so long ago, it's just...
16 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Those kids, like, from that, like, I've seen the documentary and stuff and the footage a million times, like, those kids are, like, in their 40s.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's nuts. But, like, well, I mean... Those kids didn't get those guns legally, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know.
Okay, so, like, this one of the latest ones that happened, this episode's coming out a little later, so there's probably going to be at least three more. I hate to say that.
Optimism.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an optimistic number.
Yeah.
But, like, the San Bernardino one, I read an article about it, and I was saying, like, the guy who did it, like, him and his wife.
Yeah.
Did it, and they got married in Mecca, which is great for anybody who's,
right. Well, yeah, for the religion, that is, like...
Yeah, because, I mean, like, if you hear about it, like, people who just go after, like... I'm trying to ride my high horse right now. Like, people who go after, like, just the religion itself are just dumb. Because, like, if you look at the numbers, like... The Islamic extremists, like, make up, like, 2% of the entire religion.
Yeah.
The rest of them are, like, very peaceful, and they, like, follow the rule that, like, you know, you don't kill anybody. Like, it's a greater sin to kill, like, innocent people than it is.
Right.
Anyway. So, like, I read something about that, the San Bernardino shooting, where the guy, because it was a holiday party. Did you hear that?
No, I don't think I did.
So... What happened was they were having their holiday party at the center and with, like, developmentally challenged people.
Right.
It was his company. And he got up from the party and left and came back a half hour later in tactical gear with his wife.
Yeah.
And just with these, like, automatic rifles and just, like just started shooting.
Sure.
And it's awful. But then like I was reading like this is the same company that he just got back from paternal leave from.
Yeah.
And that like I mean they speculate and say like, oh, he was probably building a bomb during the thing. Like let's see proof before we throw that.
Yeah.
But it's just I mean, obviously the proof is like he didn't have the best of intentions.
No, yeah. if he had full on tactical gear and
but yeah, and they also this is the same company and he killed the employees. The same company that threw him a baby shower just months before.
Yeah, right.
That's just so cold-blooded.
I know.
And, like, I get it. You hate your job.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Right. But, like, that's... I just don't understand that. Like, how somebody could have, like, I don't know, like, just something missing. You know what I mean?
I know.
That sense of compassion.
Like, even if the whole time that you've been... Like, hypothetically, let's say this whole time he's been just plotting this and just waiting, biding his time, whatever. But, like, even at some point, if, like, you're got to be so deep into it where you actually have to start developing feelings for these people. I mean, a human would. Anyway.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
A normal human being would.
Yeah. And then, so the FBI raided their apartment, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And did you see the video? There's, like, this 15-minute video. I got to send you the link. It's of the landlord of the apartment. Opening up the apartment for the media.
Really?
And then the media just goes nuts and rushes in the place and starts showing IDs and social security card numbers on the camera and just speculating. Like,
no actual news.
No actual story. And they're just, like, that's what bothers me with this media is because it's a witch hunt.
It's
a stupid
because they know that's what's
ratings
gonna get everyone's
witch
attention.
Hunt.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but there's no news in that.
No,
and what you're doing is you're, like, stirring people up. Over, like...
No, it's nothing.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
well,
obviously...
I mean,
yeah, like...
Yeah, but, like...
Yeah.
No concrete proof of any real...
Exactly.
Conclusion.
And the news should be factual and not speculation.
Exactly.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah, the news isn't supposed to be opinionated. That's why I don't watch the news anymore.
It's so... And it's... somebody sent me an article this... Because, you know, like... We've had many episodes where I talk about, like, oh, I'm sad. So, like, somebody sent me this one article about, like, things to do... To like, you know, be in a better mood. And it was like, just don't watch the news.
I had the Channel 6 app on my phone for the longest time. And then
every day it's like somebody killed
somebody,
in a car accident.
Yeah, car accident.
Yeah, it's
or
like,
murder,
right.
Suicide or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just like.
Raping right. a baby.
Yeah. And I don't. Like, oh, yeah, raping a baby.
It's no, but sadly.
But that would show
that's
up.
A
yeah,
thing
that
happened.
Up. Yeah, yeah.
And that's a thing that happened locally. That's
yeah.
something that happened around here. Like, it's so like, I can just like. Why?
Yeah.
Why is that the news? I understand there are news. They're a television station. They have advertisers.
Yeah.
You know they need to. They need viewers.
You don't glorify these people who are doing. It's
exactly what it is.
And, yeah.
You wonder why there's so many mass shooters. I don't know. Maybe because every time you do it, you post their picture everywhere.
Exactly.
You're like putting like you're. I don't even know.
There
if
was
like,
a video I saw. I don't remember where it was, but there was a guy who committed a. He shot a few people.
Yeah,
and the police chief came out and said, "I'm not going to release this guy's name because I don't want anyone to know, like blah blah blah. Like I don't want anyone to know who this guy is. I don't want them to remember him."
Yeah,
like, I don't. And then the immediately after they showed that video, they cut to the news anchor. She's like, "Well, we did find out his name, and his name is blah 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 blah, and he's from
good
this
job.
Area." Yeah, it's like
fucking
you
idiot,
fucking asshole.
You know why? Because police reports aren't most police reports like public record.
Yeah. Well,
so,
yeah,
like,
that's, well, yeah. I mean, if they have to pay for it, I think, but...
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
like $50 or something like that.
But, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
If, for a news company, it's...
Yeah.
Like, but, like, seriously, you're... Like, this guy's trying to prevent this, and now everyone's going to remember this asshole because
you know
guys
there
needed
needs,
to get
there
a
five-second
story.
There needs to be a good news channel.
Yeah.
Like, an altruism and, like...
Like, the good news, like, does he just read the Bible all the time?
You know, like...
It's called EWTN.
No, but, I mean, like... Obviously, the news will do this where they'll play like a stupid viral video.
Yeah.
To like kind of like pick you
Skippy
up.
Skippy the squirrel.
All, yeah.
He knows how to water ski.
And they do it all the time after. Why is that the go to?
I know. It's
for any
it's
station.
Everywhere. Yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like we just found this video. This video is from 1982.
yeah. The guy in it is wearing like a Ross Perot t shirt.
Ross Perot.
Yeah.
Can I finish?
it makes no like seriously though it makes no sense that like like all this happens. I lost my train of thought. I got a text from my mom, and I looked down. And just like, but it, no, it, I was going to say, it just makes no sense why we continue to, like, the news that glorifies or demonizes. I don't know what the word somethingizes.
You know what it is? It's because our country is getting progressively dumber and dumber. And they need stuff like this to catch their attention, because otherwise all the stuff, the other stuff, the important stuff is too boring.
Yeah. No, it absolutely is. You know, rather than focus on income inequality and like the what is it? Like the 10% of the wealth with 2% of you know, let's not worry about that.
Yeah. And and even like you say, like with equality, like people only care about that when there's someone to hang for doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Otherwise
absolutely.
They don't give a shit. It's just it's
sorry.
No, it's all right. No, it's like perfect time. No, every time you take a sip, I'm like, oh, I have to shut up. He's drinking. I can't talk to him. It's rude to talk to somebody other
day. Like that's like the other day I heard Mark Zuckerberg was giving away 99% of his stock.
Giving it away?
Yeah. To like nonprofits and stuff. And for a second I was like, oh, I'm worried about him. He just had a baby. Why? I was like, no. He wouldn't have made this move unless he was
cashing out billions of dollars. Yeah.
So he's fine.
Yeah.
But the news is like, isn't he so great? 99% of his stock and his the Chan Zuckerberg initiative, and right after the birth of his daughter.
Yeah.
Was it a daughter? I think
so. I don't know. I have no idea.
But I was like, oh my God, I hope he's all right. I hope, what's he doing? And like, I don't know. It's, we just like, make people icons. Throw our money at them
just to be icon. Just like because you need somebody to worship. It's just like try God.
Who?
Yeah. What's he? That is he that guy on E?
We're a Christian podcast.
Yeah, I know.
And the word of the Lord says, I just don't. I don't understand any of it anymore.
Yeah,
the world. The world is crazy.
And the world.
But nobody heard. Okay. So, no, for real. This all happens, the San Bernardino thing, and we're just still talking about it. Like, I mean, we're only.
Right.
You know.
It's still fresh.
Yeah. It's
somewhat.
Somewhat. By the time this comes out.
Yeah,
somewhat.
Yeah.
But a few days after this, I can't even remember. This is the news for you. I can't even remember the name of the lake in Africa. There's a lake.
Titicaca?
For some reason, I want to say Lake Fred, but I know that's not the lake.
That would be the greatest name for a lake ever. What do you want to name this lake?
But seriously.
Fred.
27 people died, and over 130 people were injured in three different suicide bombing attacks at this one lake in Africa. And have we heard anything about it?
No, I haven't heard. Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, I can't remember the name of the lake. Yet, like, I mean, obviously, a lot of people, was it? I don't know what the final death toll was in San Bernardino.
I think it was like,
it was in the 20s.
Yeah. I don't know.
But, so we hear about that, okay, and great, gun laws, blah, blah, blah. But, okay, here's we take away gun laws, people are still going to make bombs.
Yeah, and
homemade bombs.
But they're still going to get guns, too. Like, people think guns, like, making guns illegal, like, and it's such a tired analogy, but you make drugs illegal, people are still getting high.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
especially people who are tied with a terrorist organization. That's like not jumping to conclusions and saying that they were or not. But
well, the fruit guy was
he was. I don't know. I see. I don't watch the news, so I everything is just it's all bullshit to me.
Yeah.
But like if they have ties to an organization like that, they're going to find money to buy these guns illegally.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be disarmed against a guy who's going to have the advantage over you, basically, if that happened. Guns aren't the problem. It's the people. And it's just people. I don't know.
Do you agree? I don't know who I was talking to about this. Do you agree with the whole mental health argument?
I think there's needs. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
I think to an extent I do. I think that it's also, I don't know. I'm afraid to say what I believe because I just don't want to look like an idiot.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But
I mean, I'm not educated enough.
I don't think either of us are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think mental health plays a plays into it just a little bit, but I don't think it's like you can blame the whole thing on that.
Yeah, it. I mean, wait, you mean as far as like with him, the mental health thing, or just in general?
Like, with, I think with, I'm like, generalizing.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Well,
because I mean, he seemed okay. He seemed of sound like mind. The
yeah.
guy who did this,
yeah,
he
yeah,
just
yeah,
seemed
yeah.
cold blooded.
Yeah,
and that's a thing that can happen too. They can,
yeah.
like,
just being a full on sociopath.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
some
like,
people are just lacking,
and people yeah. people process things differently too. Like, if someone has a like, say like, my problem last year with OCD.
Yeah.
Like if some people who if that happened to them, they wouldn't know how to process it, and they might lash out to themselves or other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that I could the way from what I experienced, like I could totally see that happening.
Dude, I killed a mouse the other day,
yeah.
and I like wanted to cry about it.
Yeah, I stopped killing spiders and stuff.
Like, I kill like water bugs, like the one
yeah.
the creepy centipede-y ones.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I kill those. I haven't seen any cockroaches to kill. I probably would kill them.
Actually,
oh my
killing
God.
Them is a way you spread them out more.
Cockroaches?
Yeah.
Is what, like water bugs?
Yeah.
Well,
no,
how,
no,
what
well,
the hell do I do? Get a net?
Yeah, glue trap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how, I mean, I'm completely just regurgitating this, but they heard if you step on a cockroach, the eggs like stick to your shoe, and then you're carrying
what?
Them around and then get everywhere else.
Yeah. No.
But, yeah.
Really?
That's what I heard.
That's creepy.
I said I'm regurgitating it, so I don't know. That's.
What's that, Baba? You're dry heaving.
But
yeah. Oh, let's. I guess we're gonna keep this a lighter episode.
Yeah. Well,
like
yeah.
I mean, this was a pretty heavy episode. This is a pretty heavy.
We're winding down. Let's lighten.
I meant like a shorter episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This is a lot to take in.
Yeah. We just felt like we had to get our
to hear one and a half idiots ramble about.
I don't even know how we got on that. We did not come in here planning to talk about San Bernardino.
I think we just started talking about hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a lot of violence.
Yeah. Oh, that's
right. No,
you went to L. Yeah, it's fun to pick apart how your brain works.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
No, just kidding.
Yeah, that's a whole podcast. Yeah. How did we just come up with that? It takes you 40
email
minutes.
Yeah.
It's like Blue's Clues for the listeners. It's like, it's right there.
From now on, we'll just start each episode, pick two random topics,
yeah.
and then connect the two in the middle.
That would be fun. We should do that for our next episode.
Yeah, just like hot dogs
yeah.
and
yeah.
volcanoes.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing this. We're not doing this now. Hot dogs and
hot
volcanoes.
Dog, volcano looks like a vagina. You put the hot
Wait,
dog in the penis.
What vaginas have you seen? What vaginas have you seen, sir?
There's a fungus that grows on volcanoes that gives girls orgasms. I'm not kidding. That's a real thing.
Wait, what?
I read this article. It's a mushroom that grows on lava.
No.
That
gives girls orgasms?
Apparently, yeah.
Shut up.
But guys don't like it. It's orange. The color of it is orange.
What? This sounds like something you learn in grade school.
I know,
like,
right?
from your buddy at recess.
Yeah, I didn't actually read the article. It was just like, I saw the headline.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Dude, I don't believe it. Let me see these mushrooms. I need them. For no, don't ask.
Michelle, I'm cooking tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my God, this is so good.
These cookies.
Mushrooms and cookies?
No, no.
Come on.
Jingle all the way. Oh,
yeah.
My God,
yeah,
these
yeah.
cookies.
Yeah. Oh my God, what a good movie.
Yeah. Phil Hartman, rest
yeah.
in peace.
Seriously. Okay, that's perfect segue. I bought a Christmas tree.
Oh.
Like, very recently.
First one in the new house, right?
Yeah, first one
yeah.
in the new house. We have three now. we set it up in this place, and then we realized there's nowhere to plug in the lights.
Oh.
So we're going to try to figure that out later.
Nowhere in the living room? Anywhere?
Oh, no. I mean, there's plenty of places to put it, but we can't put it too close to the heater thing.
Sure, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So.
Fire hazard.
Yeah, that whole fire hazard thing.
You shouldn't keep them in your house until June, either. We did that.
What?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Wasn't plugged in.
Oh, my God.
But it was, yeah, we had it. It was, like, light brown by the time we put it
Why did you keep it?
sheer laziness.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you threw it out in its due time, they would take it.
Oh, yeah. They
in
absolutely...
June, you have to call somebody and pay
for
it.
I know.
That makes no sense.
And you know what's funny? The dog Buster.
Yeah.
Like, he was, when he first got to the house, the tree was there for the longest time. When we took the tree away,
mm-hmm.
he didn't know what to do about that area. He's like, I can't go over there.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, he's like, well, for, I mean, he's not anymore, but he was terrified to go over
there. The tree goes there.
Yeah. Where'd the tree go?
I
always thought there was a ghost there that he never wanted to go.
Dude, we're setting up for Christmas, man. We're getting everything all dolled up and happy. So,
did you guys save the Christmas lights?
Save the Christmas lights?
Yeah, when you bought the house, wasn't the house covered in Christmas lights?
Oh, no, yeah, we did not. we ruined them purposely.
Yeah. Fuck these lights.
Yeah, icicle lights.
Yeah.
It would look nice right now.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, I'm happy they're gone.
Yeah, but you guys are decorating the house?
Yeah, we're in the middle of it. I haven't, you know how I'm always running around, so, like, I'm never home.
Sure.
So it's just, like, her and her boyfriend do it. No, I'm going to go home and probably do it, hopefully, this afternoon. I have to go to something right after this.
Yeah.
But hopefully around 4. I'll check it out.
Yeah, you don't need to watch the Eagles. They're going to lose anyway.
I know. That's I don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
I honestly, the last 2 weeks have been so frustrating.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. We have no idea where we are in the schedule now. Whoever the...
The Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, no. But, yeah, it should be a fun time.
Yeah.
They'll be setting up Christmas.
Yeah. Actually, I just had to do that at work on Friday.
Yeah?
Yeah, which apparently isn't my job, but... it anyway.
Uh-oh, filing a grievance.
Yeah. I heard there was a complaint. They were like, we're paying him X amount of money to hang Christmas decorations. I was like, I don't know. You guys fucking told me to do it.
Yeah.
Like,
that's...
you don't tell me to do it and then bitch about me doing it.
Yep. Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway, work's fun.
I guess we should send this off then.
All right.
This was good.
Yeah. Pleasantly surprised. You sound very pleasantly
this
surprised.
This was good?
Yeah. We did good?
Yeah.
All right.
We did good.
Yeah, maybe you'll be on time next time.